See the open slopes on the mountainsides extending downhill from the alpine? Ever wonder why these bright green areas have no trees, just scrubby alder and low-lying ferns and bushes? These are avalanche slopes, swaths of forest bulldozed in late winter and early spring by tons of moving snow. The mountains are buried in snow, as much as 20 feet deep in winter. Some areas with just the right slope angle are especially conducive to avalanches. The likelihood of an avalanche in any given year varies. The condition of the snow when it falls and weather between snowfalls is as important as the quantity. A typical avalanche buries the deposition zone of the avalanche slope under tons of snow, but life is waiting to emerge.
Flexible alders, bent over and pinned to the ground, will leaf out and thrive as soon as the melting snow exposes them to the sun. Fern root balls, torn up and transported downhill, will sprout fiddleheads. Blueberry and salmonberry bushes reemerge and bloom. In the early summer, wildlife watchers scanning the slopes are rewarded with views of bear, deer, and porcupine, which are drawn to the slopes to feed on emerging vegetation. Bears, hungry after their winter hibernation, are especially fond of the lower reaches, and mountain goats work the edges of the slopes at the higher elevations. Ravens flock to these areas, and the air is filled with the courtship songs of thrushes, flycatchers, and warblers. By midsummer, avalanche slopes have dense thickets of vegetation. Waterfalls spill crystal snowmelt down the mountainsides. It may look like an inviting meadow, but the view from a distance is deceptive. The warm 18-hour days trigger explosive growth. The slopes are tangled thickets of often thorny vegetation, and game trails become tunnels, teeming with mosquitoes and biting gnats called no-see-ums.